This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And if you do happen to fall into the sin because your desire overpowered you, then don't you dare allow yourself to enjoy the sin while you commit it. Let's just say, and inshallah, we never reach that stage. But let's just say that your desire overpowered you and you fell into this sin and you committed this sin, wal-iyadhu billah. We ask Allah to forgive us and protect us. But if you do, then I tell you something. Don't you dare allow yourself to enjoy the sin. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the main reasons for why we do not enjoy our worship, why we do not enjoy our recitation of the Quran, why aren't we enjoying our prayers and our fasting? One of the main reasons is because we're enjoying our sins. And you cannot have these two joys at the same time. Allah will not give you the joy of worship, and at the same time you have the joy of sins in the heart. You choose one or you're deprived of the other. This is why it's very important to repent straight away after the sin. Because if you repent after a sin immediately, then your repentance is a sign that you hate the sin, that you did not enjoy the sin. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, مَنْ سَرَّتْهُ حَسَنَتُهُ وَسَاءَتْهُ سَيِّئَتُهُ فَذَلِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. That the one who enjoys his hasana, the one who's happy when committing or engaging in a hasana, in a good deed, that's the believer. And the one who doesn't enjoy the sin, and he is displeased about the sin, then that is the believer. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, you must hate the sin. You must hate. You cannot enjoy the sin. Even let's say you fell into the sin, do not allow yourself to enjoy it. You must hate the sin at all times in order to not be deprived of the joy of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look, when Allah azza wa jal described Ibrahim alayhi salam's attitude towards sins, you know, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wanted to destroy the idols. The idols, of course, they represent a major sin. That's shirku billah. That's a shirk. That's associating partners with Allah. It's the biggest sin on earth. How was his attitude towards it? When he went and broke those idols, Allah azza wa jal, he described exactly how Ibrahim destroyed the idols. Allah azza wa jal, he said, فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا. جُذَاذًا means he broke them into small pieces, almost powder. Now the idea is Ibrahim alayhi salam could have just smashed them once with the axe, twice, broken them in 3-4 pieces. No, he didn't suffice with that. He broke them into a million pieces. Why? That implies his anger against the sin. This implies his hatred towards the sin. That he didn't only break the idol in 2-3 pieces. Rather, he smashed them until they almost became powder. That's his hatred against the sin. And look at the case of Musa alayhi salam. Also, when Bani Israel collected the gold and they melted the gold and they made a golden calf and they began to worship the calf. You know, that happened in the time of Bani Israel when Musa alayhi salam was talking to Allah azza wa jal on the mountain. Later on, he came back and he saw that his people are worshipping a golden calf, a'udhu billah. They're worshipping other than Allah. So that golden calf is a major sin. Look what he did. He said, لَنُحَرِّقَنَّهُ ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفًا. His hatred towards the sin was that he said, I am going to burn it. So he melted this golden calf. He burnt it. And then not only that, ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفًا. And then we're going to throw it as far as we can in al-yam, in a river. Allahu Akbar. Yani Musa alayhi salam could have just threw the calf in the river, or could have just burnt it, or could have just smashed it and disfigured it. Why did he burn it, melt it, throw it in the river? Why? This is an implication of his hatred against the sin. We're not allowed to enjoy sins, my brothers and sisters in Islam. You're supposed to hate the sin. When you hate the sin, even if you commit the sin, you're supposed to hate it. If that's your attitude towards sins, bi-ithnillah, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the enjoyment of good deeds. That's when you'll enjoy the good deeds. If you're going to enjoy sins, then no, you'll be deprived of enjoying worship. And wallah, I tell you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, today a lot of people complain, I don't enjoy my worship. I don't enjoy my recitation of the Quran. I don't enjoy fasting. I don't enjoy praying. I just do it and I feel like it's a burden and a load coming off me. And that's because you're enjoying the sin. When you begin to hate the sin from your heart, that's when Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless you with the enjoyment of good deeds. Allahu Akbar.